Blog Talk Radio.
Father in heaven, we ask you from our hearts to give us your peace. Grant that nothing may take your peace from us, and protect us from all that is evil. May we always be mindful that we should serve you in self-denial. May we be faithful in all our ways, looking to the great promise you've given each one of us. Keep us under your protection as you've always done. We praise and thank you for all that comes to our hearts from you, making us full of trust and certain of your further help. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to start this off with a little bit of music, okay, to help us get into the mood. Okay, so what's going on? Okay, here we go. With Funky Jesus Music by Toby Mac and Becca Shea.
Rock that funky soul.
Amen. That was Jesus in Disguise. And the song before that was We Don't Play by Grits and Manchild of Mars. All righty. Well, let's get into the message for the night. And then I'll bring on Pastor Leroy and any guests we have. All righty. Our Forgiveness in Jesus is the title. See, offering forgiveness to others is one of the most difficult and important aspects of the Christian life. The Bible clearly commands us to forgive others. You see, God longs to fashion us into the likeness that we might model the love we've been shown to a world with no concept of mercy. He longs for us to offer grace and forgiveness to undeserving as we may have been offered grace for forgiveness when we were undeserving. So may you be filled with the courage and boldness to offer forgiveness to those in desperate need of grace. And may God's love shine through us as you enter your calling as a minister of reconciliation. Before we can live a lifestyle of forgiveness, we must discover the depth of forgiveness we have received in Jesus. You see, God loves the foundation for our own love. He forgives in the foundation for our own forgiveness. To love greater depths, we must continuously reflect on the nature of our own sin and God's overwhelming mercy. You see, in Luke chapter 7, verses 44 to 47, Jesus reveals an important spiritual principle about forgiveness, sacrifice, and love. A simple woman had just come and ministered to Jesus, cleaning his feet with her tears, hair, and alabaster ointment. When Simon the Pharisee saw the incredible act of love, he judged the woman and Jesus in his heart. Knowing Simon's thoughts, Jesus says to him, "Do you see with this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but from the time I came in, she had not ceased to kiss my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but he who is forgiven little loves little." So, he who is forgiven little loves little. Allow Jesus' words to settle into your heart for a minute. God turns our greatest sins into our greatest triumphs. He takes our greatest transgressions, offers us mercy for them all, and transforms them into a life-giving rivers of love and forgiveness. Until you and I understand the depth in which we are enslaved to sin, we will never love to our greatest potential. Until we understand how vast a chasm was to separate us from the God and compare it to our new position, seated in Christ in heavenly places, we will never forgive others due to the depth that God calls us to. So while we were by nature wholly unworthy, God called us from the darkness and brought us into the light. While we were unable to pursue righteousness, God saved us and gave us a new identity as sons and daughters, made righteous and pure. Before the forgiveness offered you through Christ, you had no access to true relationship with your Heavenly Father. You had no access to the fruit of the Spirit. You had no way to know and experience the depth of God's love. Your life was rooted in destruction with no way out. Yet God saw fit to forgive every transgression you have ever committed and will commit. Father has so longed for your restoration to him that he paid the highest price of Jesus' death. So take time today to truly reflect on the depravity to which you once belonged and the new nature portion of depth of relationship available to you from the forgiveness of God. Allow the Lord to forgive any present failures that are robbing you of the abundant life Jesus died to give you. Allow the Spirit to fill you with compassion and mercy for others, that you might forgive them in response to the forgiveness you have received. So meditate on your life before salvation and your life after salvation. Allow God's Word to paint a picture of just how powerful and merciful God's forgiveness is. And in Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1 and 2, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, or his ear is dull, that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have made separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear." In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, even as he chooses us in him before the foundation of the world, that we may be holy and blameless before him. So what sin would the Lord have you confess today? Or do you need forgiveness? Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with compassion for others today. Ask him to make you quick to forgive, considering the forgiveness you have been shown. Ask him to help you keep no record of wrongs so that you can love others with his love. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? As many as seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. And in Psalms 103, verse 10 to 14, fill you with love for Heavenly Father and compassion for others today. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove the transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we were our dust. And I pray in Jesus' name that you receive this message and you can go about and forgive others as God forgave you. Amen. Well, I'm going to bring on Pastor Leroy here. Oh, no, wait a minute. Before I do that, I've got to do an altar call. So I say out there, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and you want to know him tonight, you can do so by simply saying this little prayer after me. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner, and there is nothing I can do to save myself. I confess my complete helplessness to forgive my own sin or to work my way to heaven. At this moment, I trust Christ alone as the one who bore my sin when he had died on the cross. I believe that he did all that will ever be necessary for me to stand in your holy presence. So I thank you that Christ was raised from the dead as a guarantee of my own resurrection. As best as I can, I now transfer my trust unto him. I am grateful that he has promised to receive me despite my many sins and failures. So, Father, I take you at your word. I thank you that I can face death now as you are my Savior. So I want to say thank you for the assurance that you will walk with me through the deep valley. And I also thank you for hearing this prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God and say may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you're out there and you did say this prayer, we would like you to call in at area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you do that, you can come on the air and tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. Amen. Well, I'm going to bring on Pastor Leroy. Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal tonight. How you doing, Pastor Ken?
Doing great, doing great.
Okay, man, I want to say that I appreciated everything you said tonight, man. My church here, you know, we're hurting for money, man. So I'm gonna put myself out there and say, hey, if anybody can contribute to my church here, man, in the Bronx, please do. Please help us out, man. Since COVID hit, we have had a lot less people here. And the people that are here even now are still wearing masks, man. You know, in the black community, We still believe COVID is still active. And we still wear a mask, man. I don't wear a mask when I preach. I'm not wearing a mask tonight. But a lot of my parishioners, a lot of people are coming to my church, man, wear masks all the time. And it's sad, you know, because I know the COVID crisis is almost over. But when I see these people coming into my church, man, wearing masks, I would say 50% of the people in my church are still wearing masks, man. I haven't worn a mask myself, and I'm a preacher. I haven't worn a mask in 9 months, man. This whole COVID crisis has taken a toll on all our churches, man. And I'm hoping that New York State is going to give us the funding to keep us going here, man. Please keep us going here, man. Please allow the church of God, to keep going, man. Please allow us, the people from the neighborhood who come here every week and put whatever they could in the basket. For some reason, they couldn't put anything, man. You know why? Because people here in my neighborhood are starving, man. Because of the COVID crisis has created food prices to go outrageous, man. And you know what? The federal government here in the United States, they don't care about us here in the Bronx, man. They don't care about us here in Harlem. They don't care about us here in Queens. They don't care about us here, man. They don't send us anything. And my people are starving here, man. That's what I've been dealing with for the past 4 days. So I'm going to say, please say a prayer for us here. Please say a prayer for us here.
I'll pray for you all up in New York. Amen. So,
thank you, Pastor Ken.
Besides that
going on,
what else is going on up there in New York? Anything that's newsworthy?
Well, it's not a lot of newsworthy up here, man. The Giants just got their ass kicked by the Philadelphia Eagles by like 30 fucking points, man. It embarrasses me to be a fan of the New York Giants when we get an ass kicked by the Philadelphia Eagles, who are probably the best team in the NFL. But you know what? You know what pisses me off, man? Is not only did they beat us, but they ran up the score, man. The 48 points, bunch of chicken shit, pieces of shit, man. That's all I'm going to say about that. And if you got
any calls, you like the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, I do like the Eagles, man. But you know what? I'm a fan of Giants, too. You know, I was born in Harlem and raised in New York City. I got a lot of relatives in Philadelphia, man. So I appreciate the Eagles. But when they beat the shit out of my team, the Giants, they used to be in New York, now play in East Rutherford, New Jersey, man. But they used to be in New York. They beat the shit out of us, man. You know what? I don't want to see that fucking video no more. Get out of here, bitch. Hold on. I'm sorry. Hold on a second, Pastor Ken. Hold on a second. Where are you going, man? What are you doing? All right. I'm going to let it go, Pastor Ken. Do you got any other callers tonight?
Yeah, I got a 111 caller. Let's bring them on and see who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, man, how you doing, man? This is Alfred.
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I just want to tell Pastor Leroy, if he want to get his money for his people, why doesn't he sell his Rolls Royce?
Man, I gotta be honest with you, man. I couldn't understand one fucking word that guy was saying, man. Talk a little slower, man. I'm an old man.
I was saying, if you
tell me what you're saying, man.
For your people, then sell your Rolls Royce. You heard what I said, right, kid?
Yeah, I heard. Can
you explain what I said to him?
Okay, I'll repeat it. He said, Pastor Leroy, if you want to get money for your people, sell your Rolls Royce.
Sell my Rolls Royce? Let me tell you something, man. I wish I had a Rolls Royce. I wish
you
I had
do
a Cadillac.
Have a Rolls Royce.
I'll tell you what. I would have a Cadillac before I would have a Rolls Royce, because a Rolls Royce is a waste of money, man. The Cadillac is the way to go. That's the way to go, man. You got to get the Cadillac Escalade. Bring that on, man.
You're driving the Rolls Royce in the Bronx.
No, man, I don't drive no Rolls Royce in the Bronx, man. Look here, man. Look here.
You look here, man.
God damn, you gonna let me talk? Or are you gonna shut the fuck
up, man?
Man,
you sell your Rolls Royce, and you get paid money for the people, man.
Pastor Ken, you gotta cut this guy off, man. I can't even understand what you're saying.
Man, you wanna cut me off? You wanna cut me off because I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, Mr. Pastor Leroy, man, he got a Rolls Royce. He gets his wife. His woman got the Bentley.
Look here, man.
Wow.
Look here, whatever I'm trying to say. I can tell you. Look here, man. If you shut the fuck up and let me talk, I'm going to tell you, man. I don't have a Rolls Royce.
You shut the fuck up, man. I'm telling the truth, man. I'm tired of all these wannabe pastors robbing from the rich, robbing from the poor, robbing from everybody, even a pimp and a whore. You better stop that, man. You better sell that Rolls Royce and that Bentley to help out the people, man. I'm telling the truth. This is awful,
man. You know
man.
What? You know what? Pastor Ken.
Yeah.
I don't know who this fucking joker is, man. But he has nothing to do with my church. And just cut this fucking guy off, man.
Nah, man, you ain't cutting me off, man. Because I'm telling the truth. And God wants to expose you.
Wow, that's some pretty strong words there, sir. Okay, you got any proof
Pastor
to back
Ken.
That up?
Pastor Ken.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. There's a picture of him hanging out with T.D. Jakes with some golden pimp cups, man. Him and T.D. Jakes. Him and God bless Eddie Long. But Eddie Long was also a preacher pimp. You got a picture with Leroy, man. All in that faithful worship of it, man, saying, oh, God, if you give there, God's going to bless you. God's going to give you. Woo! God's going to give you this. It's all about money, money, money coming now. That's what they were preaching, man.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, you know what, man? I'm tired, man. I got to go drink me some bubbly, man. You can put me on mute.
All right,
you know what? You got to put this guy on mute because I want to give my rebuttal to this, man. Put this guy on mute.
All right, I'm going to put him on mute right now. Okay, he's on mute, Pastor Leroy.
All right, let me tell you this, man. This guy is nothing but a bunch of bullshit, man. He's a guy who has been sending me emails for like the last 2 weeks, man. He's like an obsessed fan. It's like one of those people that are like, you know, I'm going to get a restraining order against. In fact, I already filed a restraining order against this asshole about 3 hours ago. Hold on a second. Hold on. What's this? Five hours ago, we put a restraining order on this motherfucker. He can't come near 200 feet of me, man. If he does, I'm going to arrest his fucking ass, and he's going to go to prison. This is what you call a stalker. This guy's a stalker, man. He's been stalking me since I've been on your show. Okay? And I'm almost ready to not come on your show no more. You got a lot of listeners on your show, Pastor Ken, but you got a lot of fucked up listeners who are going off the deep end, man. This guy threatened to kill me. He threatened to kill my family, and he threatened to kill my mother, who is 98 years old, man. He threatened to kill her. So don't ever let this guy on your show again. I want to be a part of your show, Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken, look here, man. I've been a part of your show for 6 months, right? I've been a part of your show since the summertime, and I love being on here. But I have received a lot of fucked up emails in my email over the last 4 weeks, man. A lot of fucked up people coming on here and giving me a lot of shit on my parish, man. I can't have that.
Okay.
I haven't mentioned anything to my parishioners, and I never would mention anything to them. They are part of my life. But let me say this, man. We got to cut this out, or I will never be on your show again. So please, find a way to cut it out, man.
I'm going to try to cut it out, okay? I don't know who's calling because they're calling from a 111 number. So I don't know who it is until I get them on, okay? We got another 111 number here. Let me take it and find out who it is. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Well, hello?
Brett, my son up in Rikers Island, and I just want to see him home.
for my show, and here on Pastor Ken's show. He's my brother. We've been a brother for over 6 months, man, and we will be brothers for many months to come. And thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being a fan, man.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor Leroy. And thank you very much, Mr. Fishman. Thank you.
Amen, brother.
You're the man.
You have a blessed Christmas.
You too. Amen.
Amen. All righty. Well, that's it for the callers. Okay, we have no more callers as of yet. We got one.
Well, how about Pastor Ken, we do some Christmas music, man?
Yeah, we can do some Christmas music, sure. Yeah.
Let me
pull some up here. All right. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right, here we go.
Like, I don't want to take over this guy. I'm not interested in it.
Plug-in? What are your guests smelling? Try Febreze Fade-to-Fly Plug. It has built-in technology to digitally control how the scent is released to smell first day fresh for 50 days.
Yep. And you must try to do things that will get people to notice you. This is like a breakaway sex dress or something. It's kind of different. Everybody's like,
fucked up at the end, right?
You know what, I won't let you wear that stuff from Dallas. Well, don't come around like that, because we don't like it either.
Why doesn't he have a partner?
I am a partner.
I'm scared him away.
What do you want?
I'm a big fan.
You want the... except for the little blue dot. And then we'll start the big game all for you. Okay, swing it around, please. And lower the big... And here we go. And you're going to play, and we'll see how much money you're going to win now in the big super match here. We polled a studio audience, Pam, not too long ago. Very smart, bright, alert bunch like these here. And we said...
Give it to your best response.
Nothing
is forever.
Most often you get $500. For matching the second most popular answer, $250. And then if you match the third, you get $100. Two of our six stars
is forever.
You're turning your back on me. So, I know, let's just stand here side by side. And you call on someone who looks as if he had an answer or her.
Daddy. You don't get nothing from nothing. What a rotten answer.
The audience didn't get that.
All right.
You didn't get a boo. That didn't get a boo.
No, you don't get nothing for nothing.
The main insulting is to be ignored. Brett. What Charlie said to Jean and Bill. Nothing doing.
Okay. One more.
That's a good answer.
Have you got one, Charles? Naturally.
Nothing forever.
I follow seven.
What Jill Gretchen said to remain. Nothing matters.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
One of those, or giving us one of your own.
Nothing doing.
Yeah.
Now is the nothing from nothing. Mean nothing.
Nothing else is up there. All right, let's see if you got nothing doing out of the next one, please. Nothing from nothing.
What a philosophical group we had that day.
That's right.
Very smart. I think about that one.
Punch like these here.
Nothing doing.
Last chance.
Nothing doing at all.
All right, that means the least you'll play for is 10 times that amount, or
$5,000. It might be $10,000 if you can figure out. Oh, now it's only three instead of four? It used to be four, and now it's only three. Wow. Look at how it's changed. That's going to be Brett.
$5,000
with Brett.
Come back down here.
Wow, they
in that direction, and we'll have a go.
Isn't
it
funny how they went from three to four?
Blank.
Oh, hello, everybody. I'm your legend. Music.
At WC Engine, we power.
Yeah, it seems like you had the radio playing, Pastor Leroy.
Look here, man. That was my daughter. And I told her to stop playing the radio. Please stop playing that Match Game 78, man. My daughter is in it. You remember the old Match Game My daughter is in the watching it on the Game Show Network, Match Game 78. And you know what? Just stop watching it, man. Just get out of here. Damn, you know, and I'll tell you what, and I apologized last night for being so negative towards my kids, but my daughter is here, and I told her, just leave, man. Just turn that shit off and get out of here, man.
Well, we got another caller here. We've been waiting nine minutes to come on, so let me bring him on and see what we got. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Third, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. That music and commercial.
Say what?
What was up with that music and commercials?
There was no commercial. That was just music being played. Play the album Maria.
Yeah, but there was some other stuff going on in the background.
Yeah, that was from Pastor Leroy. I guess his daughter's in town and she was playing the radio.
Yeah, look, I apologize for that, man. I apologize for that. That's my daughter. She's like hooked on this Match Game show, man. And it's on the Game Show Network. Come on, man. Just get the hell out of here, man. Just leave so I can do my show, man.
I knew it. This happens all the time when black people are on.
No, not always.
Ever since I've been listening to your show, Pastor, it's been like this, and I knew it. It was a black man.
Okay.
What you going to say for yourself, Mr. Leroy? You didn't raise your daughter properly.
You know what, man? I'm not going to even... even talk about this guy. Why don't you just cut him off, man? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you know what? Here, cut me off. Go ahead, Kenny. Cut it off.
Okay. All right. Well, God bless you, sir. Have a good night. All righty. We got another 111 caller. Let's find out who we have. 111, you're on the air.
Ken, this has got to be one of the five worst shows in history. Could you not hear during... you're playing the music. The music was playing, and there was some drunk idiot in the background playing a Match Game. Then there was commercials on, and then he was singing. How do you not hear that?
I didn't hear it.
Ken?
You know, my hearing's not that great.
Okay, but people pointed out that you had a hearing loss a couple weeks ago, and your boyfriend came in there and started crying about it. You don't want us to mention the hearing loss. So people have stopped mentioning the hearing loss. Okay?
Yeah, I got to tell you, too, man. I got to agree with John Longfeather on this, man. I hear something.
I'm anonymous.
I don't know. I don't know what it was, man. It sounded like Match Game 78, man.
Who was the center square?
That's the wrong program, man. That's Hollywood Squares. Match Game 78 was with like four or five. How many people were there, man?
Oh, okay. Right. That's like Richard Dawson, Brett Summers. She was always smoking. Betty White was on there, too.
It was six people. It was six people who were there.
Yeah.
Six celebrities, and they had to match the person, this unknown loser, man, that would want to win some money, man.
Hey, was Nipsey Russell on there?
Yeah, Nipsey Russell. Yeah,
he's
Nipsey
good.
Russell was on there,
he's
man.
Good.
He was a black man who I loved. You know, I got to tell you something about Nipsey Russell, man. I met him back in 1983, man. We were together in a benefit for black people, man, called NACPIBICIC and BIB. And we were
there, man.
All of us were there. And I'll tell you what, we were all part of that shit, man, and it was fantastic. And we made, hold on a second, man. How much money we made?
Ken.
Yeah.
This guy clearly had 55 beers. Why is this totally drunk guy on?
Wait a minute, hold on, man. Who are you, man? You're going to call me a totally drunk guy? I'm not totally drunk. I'm only like three-quarters drunk.
I'd hate to see you fully drunk.
If I was fully drunk, I won't be on here, man. I'd be passed out on my floor, man, under my Christmas tree.
Okay.
Oh.
And is your daughter really there? Is your daughter really there, or is there like a lady of the evening over there? You're just pretending.
Well, let me say this, man. I have at least one lady of the evening waiting for me when I go up to bed in about 1 hour, man. And God bless you, Johnny Longfeather, but you're nothing but a prick, man, if I'm going to tell you straight up.
Anonymous caller.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that Whiskey Dick?
I've had Whiskey Dick, man. But you know what? My Whiskey Dick is 5 inches long. That's pretty bad for you white people who have a 1 inch or less Whiskey Dick. I have a 5-inch less Whiskey Dick. And when I don't have a Whiskey Dick, it's 9 inches. And it's created a lot of women to go, what the fuck is going on here, man?
My ears.
Stop it.
Ken, are you there?
Oh, my gosh.
Ken.
Yeah,
is your boyfriend not listening or something? Is your boyfriend listening?
Oh, he's listening. He's listening.
Okay, then how come during that last music? God, he's hideous. Can you mute him?
Stop banging my pussy. Oh, my God.
That's not right. We can't have that on here. Yeah, I muted him.
Okay, so your boyfriend was sitting there listening through that entire musical break, and he would have known that there was a man yelling and screaming, singing songs, playing Match Game, just yelling in the background the whole time that song was playing. He didn't come running in there, and he didn't come running in there and tell you?
No.
Okay. I'm just thinking back to how much he listens like a hawk anytime your normal callers call in, and he comes in there and grabs the phone out of your hand and says, and then derails the show. I've been sick by
now. No, he doesn't derail the show. Okay. Hey, Tony, if you're listening, come on the air and say hi.
Tony who?
Tony, yeah.
Oh, God. No, I wasn't trying to get him on the air. Oh, God.
You wasn't?
No. I'm stunned that he did not tell you that Pastor Leroy was hammered and screaming and singing during the whole musical interlude. If he was really listening. I don't think he's listening. He's probably watching highlights of the recent Cowboys wins.
Well, he watched the game, so I don't know why he'd be watching highlights.
Hey, they tried to lose that game on Sunday. They played the Houston Texans. They played so bad the whole game, and then they came back and won at the end. I bet he was happy.
Yeah, he was happy.
Okay. No, I'm not trying to get him back on here. All right. Why don't you go ahead and bring Leroy back on? Maybe he'll stop screaming.
Okay, bring Leroy back. Okay, here we go. Back to Leroy. You're back on here.
Well, you know what? Here's what I got to say, man.
Don't yell.
John the Long Feather, look here, man. You and I have long each other. You and I have known each other a long time. Let's face it. Okay?
Yes.
And you know who I am, and you know the way I play my game. So let me say this, man. You are a legend. You are a legend, man. You're a legend on the Clay Douglas Show, and you're a legend on Tony Talk Show with the casino, and you're a legend here on Pastor Ken's Show. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for you. I do. You've been on here for 5 years, like I have, and I appreciate you being on here tonight, man. I'm not kissing your ass. I don't really care about kissing your ass. And I'll tell you what, honestly, Johnny, I don't really care if you don't like me or not, man. I don't care if anybody on here likes me or not. I am here.
I didn't say that.
To preach.
I didn't say I didn't
the
like
world
you. I didn't say that.
Of God. No, I'm just saying, man, whether you do or don't like me, it doesn't matter. I'm just saying what I think about you. And I think you're pretty cool, man. And I love you,
okay.
Brother. Okay?
All right.
And I love DC2, and I also love J-Bo, and I also love Tony Talk to a degree. But,
He stood everybody up again tonight. I don't know. I think he probably forgot, or maybe he fell asleep. You know, Ken, sometimes people schedule blog talk shows, and then the time to start the show comes along, and then the guy's in the bed going, like you. Remember that?
Yeah, I've done that. I admit, I have done that.
Yeah, mistakes happen. But with Tony, it's like you got like a 75% chance every episode that he's not going to show up. He's mistreating the fans.
Yeah, I guess he is. Oh, we got another 111 caller. Let me bring him on and see who we got.
Oh.
Hey,
111, you're on the air.
Pastor Kenneth, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm just talking a little louder because if you couldn't hear that show that was on in the background, my man, you deaf as hell.
Oh, well, thank you.
You think Tony F. would have heard it?
I mean, Kenny, it was clear as day, brother. Listen, I don't know what's going on with your hearing. Have you talked to the brothers from Ass lately? Are they going to send you out a hearing aid?
I got one coming from the VA. I'll pick it up January 5th.
Lord have mercy. Did I hear a brother call in and threaten Leroy's mom with murder tonight? Did I mishear that?
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I thought Leroy mentioned somebody threatened his mom with murder or something. Am I tripping?
No, he said that. Yeah, he said that, but it didn't happen on the air.
Oh, okay. All right. And then
okay, well, let me say this, man. And DT2, I love you, brother. You know I do, man. You are
amen,
my brother,
brother
from another mother. But yes, yes, my mother was threatened with murder, man. My mother is freaking 90 years old, man, and she was threatened to be killed by somebody who's listening. I don't know if it's to this show or the Tony Talk show. Maybe I shouldn't come on here no more, man. And I'll tell you why. Because being on here is putting a target on my back, man.
That's
putting
terrible.
A target on my family's back. And my mother has been threatened with death. The damn woman's 90 years old, man.
That's terrible.
It's horrible. It's
she wasn't at the, what was the name of that Mexican restaurant where the Clay Douglas meetup was that everybody went to afterwards?
Yeah, the Casablanca, man.
Casablanca. Was she
and I'll tell you
that?
What.
Was your mama at the Casablanca or the man pile?
Yeah. She was part of the man pile, man. She was in the bathroom. Oh, my God. When I think about it, it makes me sick. I can't even think about that, man. She was in the bathroom during the man pile, and she had to view everything that went on there, man. And to this day,
I
get sick thinking about
like
it, man.
Is she out of therapy yet, man? Is she still going to therapy?
No, she's dead, man. She died. Fucking died, man. She died.
Oh, my God.
A year ago of a massive heart attack thinking about that man pile when she had to deal with that man because she had trips. It's like Vietnam. You know, the people come back from Vietnam. You know, they had these Vietnam trips. Well, my grandmother had the bathroom trips, man, and she fucking died thinking about that because of Clay Douglas and his stupid man pile on that stupid piece of shit, man. I hate Clay Douglas.
Excuse me.
Dad, get out of here, man. Don't fuck with me, man.
Is that brother, I don't want to say his name. Is that JL? Is that possibly JL on the phone, too?
Who's JL?
Dr. Jonathan F. Long?
Hello?
Feather?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello, brother? I didn't want to say your name on the air, brother. You said you was anonymous. I just wanted to make sure it was you.
Oh, whoops. I didn't mean to give up my identity. Yeah, I was anonymous earlier.
Well, you're anonymous now, brother. I was just trying to get Ken to give me a hint that it was you, but he was out to lunch. He didn't know what JL meant, so I just said, all right, whatever. But how you doing, brother? Are you good? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Well, I've been friggin' sick, but feeling better right now.
Were you around Grover? Did he give you the COVID?
No, I am nowhere near him. I have never been to San Antonio in my life. So,
Kenny, have you heard from Grover?
I haven't seen Grover.
Grover, I spoke to him. He said he was going to call in at some point and unleash a heartfelt apology, as he put it, on your ass. Those are his words. So I would expect him to call into the show at some point and apologize. I don't know what he's apologizing for, but he said he needed to apologize. So I just want to let you know, give you a heads up or whatever. But
what would he
did you read
to apologize for?
I don't know. Kenny, did Grover do something wrong to get banned from the show or something?
Oh.
Yeah, he's talking about Pastor Shepherd.
Yeah.
He fucked a Pastor Shepherd. Like a German Shepherd?
Yeah, he's talking about Matthew Shepherd.
Fucked a dog. I was like, that's a good reason. I wouldn't have him on either, bro.
He said he mounted a German Shepherd.
That is disgusting. Kenny, I'm with you. You should have banned him. That's gross. I'm
that's
a dog
bestiality.
Lover myself, but I'm not a dog lover in that way, Kenny.
Jessica would say because
Jesco would say, because Grover is black, that sex with an animal would not be bestiality, though. Remember Jesco?
Yes, I do remember that, and I disagree vehemently with that opinion. I think any sex with an animal is bestiality and disgusting. But Jessica also said that, you know, 13 ain't too young, brother.
Yeah, he did say that.
So, I mean, he living in another century. Will you take
Victor's
Grover's call when he calls in?
I will answer it if he calls in.
Oh, Kenneth, come
well,
on
your
now,
boyfriend?
Brother. You got to at least hear the young brother out. Oh, he ain't young. He old as hell. You got to hear him out, man. You got to at least, because you know what you always say, Kenneth, the past is the past. I mean, yes, he did, you know, talk about German Shepherd and all that. That's gross, but he going to apologize. I think that's what he's going to apologize. And you just, the past, Kenneth, it's like Tel Aviv, baby. Tel Aviv, it's past. It's past.
Yeah, don't bring up the past, Ken. You got to move on.
We got another 111 caller. I'll bring him on and see who we got. Maybe it's Grover.
No.
Bet I can guess who it is.
No. I bet it's not.
111's on the air.
Hey, man, what's up, Katie? What's up, man? It's Ronnie, baby. It's Ronnie. How you doing, Katie?
Woo! Ronnie, baby.
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
Yeah. Oh, man. Ooh.
Yo, Kenny, my man,
it's been a long
he
week.
Is coked out his fucking mind, Kenny. Listen to him.
What's up, Pastor Ken? How's it going, man? Hey, how'd you get off drugs?
Doing good here. It sounds like you're doing awfully good.
How'd you get off drugs, man? How'd you do it? How'd you get off drugs?
Do what?
How'd you
get
off drugs, man? How'd you do it?
Just stopped.
What? How'd you start? Yeah, you just stopped. You stopped smoking cigarettes just like that, huh? I can't get it.
No,
it's
not.
So what else? What the? That's a drug, man. That's a drug, man. Cigarettes is a drug, man. Same thing. Same thing as coke, man. Same thing. It's a drug. You didn't stop. You're a druggie too like me, huh? Woo! Woo! Yeah, man. Yeah.
Kenny, you got to give this man some real help, Kenny. You cannot tell a cokehead to just stop as your godly advice, considering you went to a fucking rehab, Kenny. You were sucking cocks from drugs, Kenny. Listen, Kenny, you got to help this man. Kenny, be godly and give him good advice, Kenny. Now go, give him advice.
Okay. What you need to do is find yourself a rehab, okay? Okay, and go and get treatment.
What the? What? Why would I find myself a retard? Retard?
No,
a
rehab.
Rehab. Rehab. They don't work, man. They don't work. I've tried it, man. They don't work. What do you do at a rehab? What do you do? What do you eat?
Give them the name of your rehab, Kenny, your special rehab in Florida where they had all kinds of different activities and whatnot. And what was it? Tell them about that one.
There's a rehab in Florida that is done through the mission, okay? There's a mission
down there.
I can't remember the name, okay, but it's in Pensacola, Florida, okay? And you go through them, and
my
they put you through
in Trenton, New Jersey. So, there you go. Come on, stop. Stop, guys.
Huh?
Who is this?
Who the fuck is that?
What is that? Who is that?
Am I tripping?
That's getting so different, man. Am I tripping?
Yo, there'll be some weird voices on this show making me feel like I'm tripping my balls off.
What kind of weird
voice?
Somebody
talking about Trenton, New Jersey? Who the hell? Trenton, New Jersey? Kenny, who is this weird man friend of yours that's on the phone? Don't lie to me. Is it Victor?
Nope.
Well, who the hell is it, Kenny? freaking me out.
I have no idea. The only people that's on the panel here is Pastor Leroy, Johnny, you and me, and Ronnie.
Did Kent wait a minute. Did BBF hack into your phone? Was that Nigglesworth? Was that Nigglesworth?
No, he wouldn't do that.
This is some chicanery, Kenny. This is pure tomfoolery going on this show right now.
Renton, New Jersey.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Did anyone else hear that weird-ass voice? Was it just me?
Renton,
New Jersey.
They were straight. Kenny, I feel like I'm on drugs right now, and I'm not even on drugs, Kenny. I don't do drugs, Kenny. Your shows make me feel like I'm a drug addict, Kenny. Come on, brother.
All right. I don't know what to tell you. Don't
figure out who's on your show, Kenny.
Woo!
Help Ronnie, Kenny.
That was a good one.
Help Ronnie.
Baba Boo.
Help him.
Yeah. Well, Ronnie, you gotta stop doing drugs. You gotta try to stop.
Kenny, that's the worst advice I've ever heard. Come on, man. Are you even trying at this point?
Oh, you're
going
to try to do drugs, man. Just don't
you
do drugs.
You gotta try.
Well,
you're
gonna give him a dare T-shirt, Kenny. You gonna give him a dare T-shirt next? Is that what you're gonna do, Kenny? So wear the dare T-shirt. It'll keep the drugs away. Is that the new plan, Kenny? Come on, man. Get in your bag, Kenny, and help this brother.
Just say no.
Yeah. Just say no.
Ronald Reagan is rolling over in his grave right now, Kenny.
Oh, I love Donnie. I love Donnie, man. He is a phenom. Thank you, Donnie, for your input tonight, man. You are incredible. Thank you. And you know what? You're on target, man. And let me say this. Let me say this, Pastor Ken. This is Pastor Leroy Jackson, man. I reside in the Bronx, man. And let me say this. Let me say this, man. I love you, Pastor Ken. I appreciate you letting me be on your show, man. And thank you for letting the people come on your show and giving
power
their
to
input.
The people! Power to the people!
Yeah.
Ronnie. That's Ronnie. Ronnie needs help.
Yeah.
Yeah, whoever that guy is, man, he's actually pissing me off. But let me say to everybody who's been on the show tonight, thank you for being a part of the show.
Leroy, help me. Pastor Leroy, help me. Help me, help me. Help me. Help me. Woo!
Okay.
Man, this sounds like some guy who's on some seriously on drugs, man. I think he's on coke and maybe crank and maybe spank together, man. There's a new drug here in America called spank, and I think he's on that too, man. And I'll tell you what. I don't appreciate these trolls being on here and these people being on here. I'm gonna get a restraining order against these motherfuckers because they're gonna be busting my balls tomorrow on my channel on my Paris.
You got any drugs? I'll suck your dick, man. I'll suck your dick. You got drugs? I'll suck your dick,
Kenny,
man. Where you at?
No.
Anyone?
Wait,
I'll
Kenny,
suck your dick,
Kenny.
Man. Anyone?
Kenny, you, help him,
Kenny. You got drugs? Kenny, help
no,
suck your dick,
know,
man. I'll suck it. I'll suck it clean, man. I'll shed balls, man. All the way to the taint, man. I'll do it. I'll do it, man. Give
Kenny,
me some drugs.
Give
it to me.
Kenny,
you're the worst. Kenny, you are the worst fake pastor of all time, man. You gotta help this man.
I'll suck your dick, Kenny. Please. Oh man. Woo. Woo. Oh man. I'm fucking man. Boy, suck your dick. I'll suck your dick, man. I'll suck your dick, man.
No, man. There's a cokehead on the show.
I'm trying to help him. This fucking pastor's useless. He don't listen to shit. No, he's really, this dude is high as fuck right now. So I'm trying to talk to him. Hold on. In a minute. Kenny, what are you doing? Are you even on the goddamn phone, Kenny?
Yes, I'm here.
Kenny, will you please help this man? Talk to him. Give him advice. Please, for the love of God. He's suffering,
like
Kenny.
It's not hard to do. You just stop doing it.
I'll suck your dick anyway. It doesn't have to be hard. I'll suck your dick, man. It doesn't have to be hard. Just give me drugs, man. Give me some coke, man.
I don't do coke, okay?
That was the last one. The tank is empty.
You gotta stop doing it. You just gotta stop. Okay? You can do it, Ryan. You can do it. Okay? You can do it.
Hey. Kenny, man. Hey, Pastor Kent. Are you a pitcher or a catcher, man? Pitcher or catcher? Top or bottom, man? Top or bottom? What is it, man? I'll do whatever, man. I'll do it, man. What do you want me to be? What are you? Top or bottom, man? Top or bottom? What are you, man? What is it, man? What is it?
A kid. Hey, crying for help.
It's Kenny.
Do something.
Are we rubbing out right now?
Did you leave?
No, I'm here.
All right, you know what, Kent, you know what? You're not going to help this man, Iowa. Ronnie, where are you, brother? What state, what city, where are you at, man?
I'm in Ohio right now, man. I was in Canada. I'm in Ohio now.
Okay, what part, brother? Can you give me the town?
Columbus, man. I'm in Columbus, Ohio right now, man.
All right.
I'm right here.
1 second, man. I'm going to help you. Since Ken is useless and not even trying to help you, I'm going to help you. How long have you been using, brother?
Today?
How long have you been doing it for? Like, how? What period of time?
I was like 12, man. I was like 12. I'm 29 right now. Look at this, I was 12. I'm about to be dead.
Listen to me, brother. I'm going to put in a call to the Ohio Addiction Recovery Center. That is in Columbus, okay, brother? And I'm gonna get you a room there, okay? Can you get there?
Give me a room off Sullivan Avenue, man. I'm gonna go suck dick over there right now.
No. Get to the rehab, brother. Get to the rehab.
Don't worry about
the dick. I'm walk over to Sullivan.
Leave the dick alone. Don't worry about that.
On my ass? I'll suck dick. I'll give dick.
Pastor Kent,
let you suck my dick.
Brother.
Pastor Kent, you want to suck my dick for money?
Ronnie, come on, man. Listen to me. I'm really trying to help you here, man. I'm just trying to get you to the right place.
Glad somebody is.
Are you a pastor? Are you a pastor? Because you're helping me.
I'm trying, brother. Like, I'm trying to help you, man. I'm just trying to get you to the place where they can help you. It's nearby, man.
Take me home to the place I belong, Pastor Genia.
This man is in trouble. Okay, listen to me, man. Can you get to 3880 Jackpot Road?
Yeah. Where's it at?
3880 Jackpot Road, man. That's where the recovery center is. There's a detox in there, brother. There's a detox and a rehab.
Okay, what?
You can go anytime. They're open right now, my man. I'm going to call as soon as I hang up. I'm going to call as soon as I hang up. I'm going to get you a spot, man. Should I just tell them your name's Ronnie? Ronnie? Oh, no. Is he doing what I think he's doing, Kenny?
Oh, no.
Ronald, are you sucking on a penis, Ronald? Ronald, put the penis away.
Well, Ken blew him off for so long, he gave up.
Kenny, God damn it, Kenny. You are the worst pastor I've ever seen. Somebody's got to help this guy. Why are you not helping him?
What the fuck? This guy's called before, too, and he always gets no help.
Ronald. Ronnie, you still there, man?
He's dead.
Ronnie.
Dead.
Is he dead?
He's
Ronnie?
Fucking dead.
Kenny, you
probably
stupid
not.
He's not dead.
Kenny,
well, you don't know that.
You are an absolute piece of work, Kenny. Are you even trying to help anybody?
Yeah.
Hit Ronald.
You got to say no. You got to say no.
Are you retarded? Are you retarded, Kenny? You got to give him guidance. You have to give him a place to go. Jesus Christ. Is he still alive?
I don't know anything up there.
Well, you know how to work a computer, Kenny? You sure do when it's time to Google sermons.
Whoa.
You can't Google Columbus, Ohio and drug program? It ain't that fucking hard. Kenny, you pissing me off. Is he still on the phone?
Yep. Ronnie. Well, I got to say goodnight. We're running out of time.
This is ungodly bullshit.
Ronnie,
Kenny, you should be ashamed of yourself. I hope Ronnie sues your ass for this shit.
Give a shout out to
Ronnie, are you still on the line, Ronnie? Ronnie, talk to me, brother. Ronnie, I'm getting you a place at the Ohio Addiction Recovery Center, Columbus Detox and Inpatient Rehab. It's at 3880 Jackpot Road, brother. If you're still on the line, I'm getting you a bed there, brother. Come on, don't give up. Don't give up. Take out. Is he sucking a dick on the air? Hello?
Yeah.
Is he still on the line, Kenny?
According to this, he is.
What is that noise?
Oh. Sounds like a suck job.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
Way to go, Kenny.
Ken,
great.
Don't
That's
give
great,
me erection.
Ronnie, can you hear me, brother?
No,
I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. Because it's